Grandad, look. A paper has dropped out of the book. Oh, it's a carpenter's bill. Here, put it back.
That's not surprising. Almost everything was made of wood at La Farinera. And from time to time, if something got broken, and we didn't know how to fix it ourselves, we had to call the carpenter in. There were square wooden tubes that were used to move everything from one place to another. The lifts would go up. Inside, there was a strap holding compartments, like big scoops, that would go up from one floor to the next, with everything that came from the roller mills. The cherry red ones, remember? And the tubes coming down, tilted at an angle, were empty. Their contents were simply poured out and left to drop, letting gravity do the work. The tubes had little windows in them, so you could check to see that everything was all right inside. The motion could also be horizontal, with a continuous screw thread that moved the flour from left to right to take it from the plan sifter to the place where it was put into sacks.
What kind of wood did they use to make all these machines and bins?
It was usually Scots pine, because it doesn't have many knots in it.
And with so much flour around, La Farinera must have been covered in white.
Not at all. La Farinera was as clean as a whistle. Every Friday morning, the machines were stopped so they could be cleaned and maintained. And what's more, all the workers had a cotton cloth to clean everything they touched with.
That's something you still do today.
Well, old habits die hard.